This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 891,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with the United States leading in both deaths and infections. Hopes are fading for a coronavirus economic relief bill as Congress returns to Washington, D.C. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Talks broke off last month. President Trump says the blame falls on the Democrats.
I know Pelosi. I know Schumer very well. They don't want to make a deal.
The president says a $3 trillion bill is too much. He says Democratic leadership has another motive.
They think that if the country does as badly as possible, even though a lot of people are being hurt, that's good for the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response?
We're not budging.
After talks broke off, Pelosi said Republicans have to move.
Why should there be a bill that has a far less what the public needs? We have that responsibility.
President Trump says he is taking the high road.
I'm taking the high road by not seeing them.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have burned a record amount of land this year as fire continues to consume that land in the midst of a heat wave. The situation has strained the state's electrical grid, threatening power outages for millions of people. Officials say the most striking thing about the record 2 million acres that have burned so far is how early in the year it was set, with the most dangerous part of the season still ahead. The previous high was 1.96 million acres burned in 2018. Dry, hot winds are predicted to raise fire dangers to critical levels in the coming days alone. This is VOA News. The police department in the U.S. state of Kentucky that was involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor will now be headed up by a black woman, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, has announced that a retired Metro Police commander is returning to become the new interim chief as the city reels with more than 100 days of protests over the botched police raid that led to the fatal shooting of medical worker Breonna Taylor inside her apartment. Former Deputy Chief Yvette Gentry becomes the first woman to serve as chief and the third African-American to hold the post. Local media report Gentry retired in 2014. The former chief was fired, and his successor has announced he's retiring. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two of Australia's leading foreign correspondents in China arrived in Sydney Tuesday morning after they were rushed home for their own safety. China correspondents for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation and the Australian Financial Review sought shelter in Australia's embassy in Beijing and consulate in Shanghai as diplomats negotiated with Chinese officials to allow them to leave the country. ABC and AFR both reported this. AFR said in a report that the two journalists, ABC's Bill Birtles and AFR's Michael Smith had been banned from leaving China until they answered questions about detained Australian citizen and television anchor Chang Li. They flew out of China Monday night and arrived in Sydney Tuesday morning following what public broadcaster the ABC called an extraordinary diplomatic standoff. Relations between Australia and China have soured this year in the wake of Canberra's calls for an independent international investigation into the source of the coronavirus. A Bolivian court on Monday rejected a legal appeal by a former president, Evo Morales, deeming him ineligible to run for a Senate position in an October election rerun of a voided vote last year. Morales cannot be a Senate candidate for his Movement for Socialism party because he does not meet the residency requirements. That's according to Judge Alfredo James telling local media. The former president, now living in exile in Argentina, stepped down last year after a disputed election sparked widespread protest. General elections are scheduled for October 18th. After being delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic, the court's decision upholds a previous block on Morales' candidacy by Bolivia's electoral tribunal. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.